Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Iggy Pop, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class for 2026, and listener letters. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You know what I mean. There's no need to explain. It goes without saying. If you know what I mean. What more can I say? If you know what I mean. I think it goes without saying. If you know what I mean.
Thank you.
What's that called?
I think you know what I'm saying.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Hello, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Good. To answer your question, I forget if this was on or off the air. We were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Iggy Pop, friend of the show. Iggy is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Stooges, but not as a solo artist.
He was on the... I didn't know he was...
He was the third Curly.
Maybe that's where maybe that's where he got hurt.
He's the only Stooge with abs.
Well, ribs.
Yeah.
Scars and ribs.
Yeah. He's looking rough. I think that the if you're familiar with Mr. Pop, who was it, Coachella? Is that
Mr.
correct?
Pop.
As Mr. McGee, I'm about to give you a compliment. As Mr. McGee just mentioned,
yes.
Runs about the stage, it does look like he's just fallen off a horse.
Okay.
He has some kind of issue with his leg or something.
I don't need to persuade you, but here's the video that I was referring to. There's Iggy. There he goes. Hi,
oh, man,
how are
I
you?
Love him. I love him.
There he goes. Oh,
yeah, the
whoa.
One foot. Yeah.
Whoa. And then he walks back and gets into a coffin. I'm pretty sure Alice Cooper's done that, right?
He walks like he needs a platform shoe.
And
he
normally like has one. Leg is
he has one in real life. He wears one. Does. I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe
really?
Not on stage. Yep.
Man,
I love him. Hmm. Remember, I'm a real wild one. Wild one.
That song on Letterman is possibly the finest live performance I've ever seen, and I'm not a fan. I saw that and lost my mind.
Really?
It's so good. I saw it in this last year.
And Lust for Life and...
Another one about the walking...
Yeah, well...
Mandy.
And does your walk?
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yes.
You familiar with that one?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
That didn't get much radio.
No, it did not.
No, it didn't.
We played it, I thought.
Yeah,
we beeped it a lot.
Yeah, we had Iggy on the phone, and we said, hey, by the way, we can play this, because... Because you can't play it on the air, man. Yes, we can't. So it sort of went. I doubt if it's in the system.
I don't know that one. What's that one?
It's. Okay. I'll write it
down for him. While we're discussing this, I should say, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has released the new inductees.
And why can't they just call it the Music Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I know.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the artists that will be inducted in 2026. It include Phil Collins.
Yay.
Iron Maiden.
Yay.
Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah.
Hmm.
Oasis.
Yay.
Sade.
Sade, and she rocks. And by the way, I will not allow them to call her Sade.
You want Sadie?
I mean, Friday.
How the hell did they get that out of there?
Joy Division / New Order.
Oh, how did they get Rafe out of Ralph? I don't know.
Wu-Tang Clan and the late Luther Vandross.
Wu-Tang!
The ceremony will be held November 14th at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Next year, it returns to the Hall of Home in Cleveland, Tom, so maybe we should all go.
Charte rocks.
Any glaring omissions?
I will tell you who came up short. Thank you for asking, Josh. Mariah Carey, Lauryn Hill, INXS, Melissa Etheridge, Jeff Buckley, Pink, New Edition, and Shakira.
Man, I mean,
they're all pretty good.
If we were to do rock and roll, obviously INXS over, say, Luther Vandross.
INXS is great.
They are great. Yeah.
Artists
but they'll get in.
Must have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years before they're eligible for induction. They were voted on by more than 1,200 artists, historians, and music industry professionals.
Are you telling me Pink goes back 25 years?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan. I'm unabashed fan
of Pink. She was really Pink back then. Mm. Boy, she can sing, man.
Yeah.
I tell you.
She is going to host the Tony Awards in June.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tony.
She's never been on Broadway, but she was announced
one
yesterday.
A couple of her tunes are in one of the shows.
Don't you think
Moulin Rouge, probably.
Only a guy named Tony should host the Tonys. I don't know who it
would
be.
Every year
it
could be a different Tony.
A different Tony. There's got to be another Tony.
A lady Tony.
Tony? Yeah, Tony Collette.
Isn't that maybe the same thing for the Oscars? This is the kind of thing the president should get on.
Oscar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could get Tony.
Yes.
Oh, is that three guys?
Still out there?
Is that three guys?
Yeah. But would you get 3 years worth, or would you have them all do it at the same time?
All at once. And all talk at the same time.
Yeah. Are those guys or ladies?
Guys.
All different spellings in the Tonys, Tom. Yeah. Each Tony's its own Tony.
Yeah. If you want to be irritated, look that group up.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with their work.
I want to say it's Tony, Tonai, Tone.
Yeah. There's an E, there's an I, there's a Y, there's an exclamation point, I think.
Are their songs any good?
They had a couple singles that were big.
Which one was Feels Good?
Mm.
It feels good.
Yeah, we all love that.
Yeah.
It took them all day to come up with the time.
so I like your idea of a Tony hosting the Tonys.
Thank you. I don't know. There's not a...
Oscar's tough.
Emmy's going to be tough. You got your Oscar Wilde deceased.
Dead.
Oscar Hammerstein.
Dead.
He's gone.
Well, Oscar Isaac would have to do it most every year.
Yeah.
Terrific actor.
I bet he'd be good.
He would be
good.
Is Oscar De La Hoya still alive?
I think he might be.
Can you read a teleprompter?
Oscar
the Grouch.
Yeah, Oscar the Grouch.
He'd be terrific.
He's your go-to.
Yeah.
Well, let's now talk about Best Picture.
And you'd have that weird giant Muppet carrying him out. Remember that guy that would carry him around every now and again?
The garbage man.
Yeah.
If you give the guy his fake legs, you can get Oster Pistorius out there.
Oh, no.
Might be kind of controversial.
God. Well, especially if there's a Blade Runner movie.
Yeah. He shot one of the nominees through a door. It was an accident.
Oscar, excuse me, where's the bathroom? For you, Oscar, outside.
Oscar Wilde is the most famous Oscar on this list so far. Then Oscar Isaac is number two.
Chick, do you remember Oscar Wilde's so-called famous last words?
Either this wallpaper goes or I do? I love that.
The gayest thing ever said.
Yeah. I love that quote.
Hilarious. Is it time to check in the sporting scene, or do you have more letters over there?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I'm a cross-country truck driver. The other day, while sitting in a traffic jam in a beautiful countryside, I saw several horses in a field gathered in a circle, shaking their heads up and down with their teeth showing. It looked like they were laughing. It's because they were a chick, and they were talking about you.
Oh, no.
Son of a...
This is really starting to...
Yes, it's starting to take off. That's Marvin.
Yeah. Marvin gets it.
Marvin from Louisiana. Thank you, Marvin.
Oh, God, if he could only write one of those about Godwin, he'd be spending the whole day worried about it.
This is kind of up Godwin's alley. Dear Bob and Tom Show, my wife doesn't know I bought another guitar last week.
That's right up my wheelhouse. That's right in my wheelhouse.
Do you hide things from your significant other that you've purchased?
Say it again now.
Do you hide things from your significant other that you've purchased?
Hey, Christy.
What?
Could you go? I left $100 on your desk.
Does everyone do that?
No.
Oh, no.
I just watched a guy buying a new Lamborghini, and it had to be the same color. because his wife wouldn't know that it was a year newer.
Where the hell were you?
That's pretty good. That's
brilliant. It was on TV. Oh.
Jeff, does your lady listen?
Oh, no.
Okay, you've admitted that I think that you don't hide what you buy, but you have altered the price.
Yeah, and sometimes I do that.
That's a good one.
I think you said, I got a new fishing pole, and she was like, you did? Yeah, but it was only...
Yeah, it was on sale for $19.99. Oh, that's all they cost? Yeah.
Christy?
Yeah, super
cheap. Christy, as you know, I will... If you see a package that arrives here...
It's no way to live, boy.
That's great.
I got you. I
got a new guitar case in that room there.
So the answer is... Maybe.
Okay.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, my name's Corey, and Chick and I have the same birthday.
Nice.
Oh.
Does anyone know my birthday?
November
26th.
October 11th.
It's November
26th.
Oh, I was going to say my phone absolutely knows when your birthday is. Dear Chick.
Yeah.
Says JP, I did not get my oil changed over the weekend. Now they're writing in to let us know things they didn't do.
I got one, Chick.
That guy comes from, is it Monticello, Indiana, or Monticello?
Monticello, baby.
You never know, really, do you?
Yeah, you never know.
And I can never remember.
It's a local thing.
Jefferson's is Monticello. The Jefferson.
It is?
I thought it was Monticello.
Oh, is it
Cello? Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
But Yo-Yo Ma plays the cello, which is weird.
Right. Well, they eat celery.
They have Jello at Monticello.
And he plays Celtic music, not Celtic.
The Monticello Jello.
The Celtic thing pisses me off.
Yeah. It's not right.
They have a yellow Jello.
Celtic is Jello.
Like Kegel and Kegel.
You are correct about the Kegel.
Kegel is supposed to be Kegel,
it's
not
supposed
Kegel.
To be Kegel.
You have to say hello. Can I have the yellow Jello here at Monticello?
Have you been to Monticello?
Hello,
you sure.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah, don't leave anything out.
And slightly offend us.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's...
Do they have horse carriages there?
It's fascinating, yes, because...
He had quite a collection.
Jefferson famously had a 12-car garage.
12 cars?
Really?
Yeah, and you wouldn't walk by. It's amazing. I mean, it's an estate.
Yeah,
okay. Yes. And because, you know, the labor was inexpensive.
This is longer than I remember.
Oh, he's added to it.
And he even had he had a bumper sticker on one of them that said, ask me about my slave children.
Oh.
That's very good. You're welcome.
That was very good.
Very good. Himself a very good.
I like to give the kids a little history. Dear Bob and Tom.
Who does that remind you of? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, this is great. Dear Chick,
yeah.
I saw two turkeys and a squirrel at the side of the road just hanging out.
I've often wondered, do the wildlife, they hang out and swap stories, and I almost got hit by a car here. Oh, let me tell you about getting hit by a car. Yeah.
Willie Griswold said one of his favorite things, unlikely animal friendships.
Yes.
And I agree.
That is cool.
You see that on Instagram every now and then.
Yes, you know, like a dog and a cat, of course.
There was a great Pyrenees yesterday that brought home a wild turkey. Did you see that
one? Oh, yeah, that was great.
Oh, it was so cute. This little turkey just following the dog.
Very confused.
I loved it.
Turkeys are like stupid, aren't they? Are they the stupidest animal, turkeys?
Yeah.
They got the ugliest heads.
Yeah,
they got
rough,
the brain man. Showing.
It's like,
what?
Yeah, they have scrotal heads.
Yeah no.
They do.
I wonder what the evolutionary advantage of that is.
Well,
like coyotes look at them and go, too ugly to eat? You know, I ain't going down on that thing.
No one's going to eat us, say the turkeys.
Yeah.
When they teabag someone, they just got to bow their head.
Now, you were a chicken guy. You had a chicken. What do you call it? A
12 dozen head.
A chicken house?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Why are you not a chicken guy anymore?
Because I got tired of running an all-you-could-eat buffet for the neighborhood critters.
Now, did you have a chicken coop or a four-door?
Ooh, that's
cute, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cute.
That reminds me, I got to renew my Reader's Digest humor and uniform book.
Sedan.
So, Jeffrey, I've read this. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
My knowledge of animals and farms is close to zero. I just know it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I have read that if you put like a 12-foot fence up just in a line, not a circle, not a square, just a line of fence.
Yeah.
And you put a chicken right in the middle of it, and you put chicken feet on the other side, it's not smart enough to walk around the fence to get to it. Is that true?
The dumbest thing in the world. Mm. Yeah, no.
And they won't cross a road because you see chickens are...
They'll cross a road.
I've never seen them cross a road. I mean, there's somebody by us that has all those chickens that.
Oh yeah, no, they'll cross a road. They'll fly over.
Man, I've got a chicken in the neighborhood. It's a rooster, and he crows
all day long. That's what they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Is we got one because they say they'll protect your chicks, but what they don't tell you is they alert so that the birds know to hide.
Right.
Well, anytime. It's not just in the morning when the sun comes up. It is all day long.
Oh.
And ours apparently was a huge pussy because all day long. Just for hours on end.
How did you get rid of it?
That one was called Oreo, and it got pulled through two slats and eaten from both sides.
Oh.
Bye.
I don't know, but
that sounds so hot.
I had to clean it out.
That's what happened to Angela White once in a video.
Well, I think on that note, I think we can all say that maybe it's time to retire the show.
I've been eating from both sides.
Please.
I've been eating from both sides. Now.
I've looked at butts and boobs and I that needs work. I need. I need a one syllable word that's clean enough.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.